dual. We'll have to figure out some type of saying for rocks and OR as the dynamic dual or the fuzzy wuzzies or no, I don't know what we call each other, something anyway. Johnny, you stay out of this. I know you'll make something really silly up. So during this net, we had discussion about differences between VHF, UHF, power ratings between them of 1.2. Some intel about 6 meters, some questions there, a new antenna that Jason is trying out. So after I close the net, maybe those are some ideals that you may want to share if they're still around of your concepts of that topic. So let me unkey for a second. In closing, I'd like to bring the TGIF net to a close. And by the way, hey, we forgot something here. Let me turn my phone on here real quick. Let's see. Hold on. I know I'm keyed up here. We got time. We've got a timeout. If you are on social media, Facebook, do a group search for TGIF space Friday space net. Again, TGIF space Friday space net. That is the group for on the Facebook portfolio for the net stuff. There you'll find, well, it's growing anyway, there you'll find some intel and some information, and we would like to get that growing, so check that out. TGIF Friday net, all spaced out words. And let me drop the repeater. We'd like to thank all 16 who participated, and we especially like to thank the BCFMCA, as well as VE7LTD, I'm going to put that in here tonight, for the use of this repeater and what he has prevailed here for the net. This is Victor Echo 7 Oscar Romeo with VE7OR, or ROX, what am I doing here? Standing down and returning the repeater to normal operation at 11:16. We'll catch you on January the 2nd, 7-3. Good night, everyone. The repeater is now returned to normal operation. And thanks, Rox. We'll pick it up later on with you, QRT.
Yes, we shall do that. I shall be monitoring the frequency probably up to about 2 o'clock in the morning when I usually drift off into dreamland. The Night Owl Network.
Yes, this is the Night Owl. The Night Owl. Yeah. When the, the people that, the celestial people, I don't know. What am I trying to say here?
There was a talk show called that, something like that. The Nighthawk was the host's stage name, so to speak, his radio name, the Nighthawk. In the midnight hour, there did used to be a net on this frequency at midnight, the Red Eye Net.
That's right, yeah, that was a, a real net. Excuse me, my throat. Wasn't there at one time a regular broadcast, like Pat Burns or something like that, late at night, taking phone calls?
Oh, yeah, there is a late night talk show called Coast to Coast AM. Starts at 10 o'clock and goes till 2 o'clock in the morning. I often listen to that. Used to run on CKNW, a local station here, and then on CFUN 1410. But now it runs on, several stations that I can pick up here. But if they're staticky, then I just get them streaming on the internet. I thought my signal dropped out there. KFBK 1530 in Sacramento comes in pretty strong here on the AM dial. and other stations, but if not, then you can get them online. So there you go, late night talk shows, something to listen to if you're not sleeping, which I usually don't till about 1 or 2 in the morning. That's my usual typical hours, and that's the way she goes.
Yes, George Norrie.
Yeah, of course. Well, you know the one I'm talking about. Used to be Art Bell, who started it back in the early to mid-90s there, Coast to Coast AM. And then eventually George Norrie took over in, I do believe, 2003. The host, your host with the most on the coast.
That's right, yeah. It's all kind of interesting, I guess. Past history, but they were good shows to listen to. Victor Echo 7, Tango Echo Tango. Good evening, guys. I guess you're having your chat, Matt. I'll stand at the side here and just listen.
Yeah. Well, the net starts at 10 o'clock. It's now 20 after 11. We just wrapped up the net 5 minutes ago.
Oh, I hope you wrapped it well, and Chris, probably with old Christmas paper, eh?
Tin foil.
Oh, yeah, nothing like recycling. Doing our duty.
Anyway, 7-3, guys. Have a good net there. And I'm glad I caught the tail end of it.
Yeah, which
was the beginning. It's the beginning of the, right up till mid, well, James stays up till, like, 2 in the morning. And actually, I fell asleep and woke up to the sound of these guys still talking. I just passed out from the computer right at the radio. And they woke
who
me
are
up
you talking
and I looked
about?
At the clock. Well, it was past 2. It was almost 3.
Who are you talking about?
Well, these guys, James and I don't know who else, was yakking really late at night.
Probably me. I was talking.
Yes, it was you, and I don't know who else. It might have been O.R.
I was talking on here 2 nights in a row till 2:30 in the morning, 2:45. There you go, keeping this frequency busy.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. So, who else were you talking to?
Oh, several different stations. I think John was there, KI7TOY. Oh, a station in Linden was talking to. And a couple of others. Yeah, we were just going on and on and on. I look at the clock and, oh my God, 2:45. I should think about winding her down.
That's right. I heard TOY. I heard him on. I was surprised to hear him up that late. I didn't think he was that much of a night owl. But there you were. So anyway, that's interesting.
Well, it depends if you have to get up in the morning for anything. I typically wake up around 8, 8:30 and check into the Rainbow Country Net. I don't even have to get out of bed to check in because radios are within arm's reach of where I sleep, so that's most convenient.
Yeah. You don't only have to get up to maybe go and make some coffee.
I do that too. And just watching YouTube videos with no commercials, no ads.
Yeah, I'm going to have a look at that tomorrow when I'm clear-headed.
Yeah. It's really simple, as explained in the email that I sent.
That's good. I need clear, easily, you know. Anyway, yeah, because I hope today I was cursing away at the ads. It's very irritating.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't get my email there. I sent it just after 12:15 noon.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I got it now. But I did check it, I know. I didn't see anything. because I remember you said you were going to send it to me, so I checked later today, earlier today, and I thought, yeah, where is it?
It was there in my sent file. It said that I sent it at 12:14 p.m., 14 minutes after 12 noon. I hit the send button, so it should have been there unless Gmail is screwing up.
Yeah, might be something with the Gmail. Oh, well. No problem. I got it now.
Yep. No commercials. I know there's, well, they play for a short time, and then there's a, it says skip in the lower right corner there, so you can click skip. At least they don't last for that long. There's a bar going across, streams across the screen there, progress bar, and it only lasts for, what, 5-6 seconds, and then you can click skip.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Who made this thing? Where did it come from?
Oh, let's just say a little birdie told me. I hacked into the YouTube system and did a little bit of creative hacking and figured out what to do by messing around with their URLs a little bit.
Okay. Interesting. Well, anyway, I won't press you further. That's it. I'm impressed. But it's a cool thing. Because, yeah, there has to be a way, because if you pay them, they'll cut all the commercials out for you, right? You have to pay YouTube. My brother has done it, but he doesn't do it anymore. But and now he says he might do it again because the ads are so annoying.
Well, if they found out what I did, they might not be too happy with me losing money, but be careful not to tell too many people about it and let it go at that.
Yeah, well, I will. I won't tell anyone. Well, first I want to see if it works.
Oh, it will, for sure. I went to the email that I sent you and into the sent file, and then I just double checked it, clicked on what was to be clicked, and then I did what it said to do, and yep, worked 100%.
And so once it's been clicked on, how long does it stay on? Like, as long as you're watching, like you're online, or does it stop or after a while, or only when you maybe turn it off?
No, it's, it just goes for as long as you want it to go. If you look at the, you know, the navigation bar, that shows the internet address. It'll say http://www.youtube.com, and you just modify that very slightly with one button on the keyboard, and that's it.
That sounds good. Wonderful. Yeah, that's great. I like those kind of things. It's a cheat. It's like we used to cheat. I remember there was cheats on video games, and I don't know if you ever played video games. I did years ago. I used to play Doom, and I liked Doom a lot. And there was these cheat codes that you could put in where you would be able to be more strong and have more weapons and stuff.
Yeah, well, let's see. I'll go to the sent file right now. Okay, here's the one that I sent you. I sent you a typical YouTube video. It can be anything, any video that you watch, but I just sent one, like, for a sample. And if you click that, it'll open up a new tab. and there will be the YouTube video. And then the instructions I put below there, if you follow that with just one keystroke, you put the cursor, use the computer mouse and put the cursor in a certain place, and one keystroke, and then re-enter it, and all of a sudden something different shows up. It'll say www.youtube-.